The president of Argentina has warned that his country is in danger of collapsing into anarchy. He's called for a national dialogue to try to find a way out of the economic crisis. But as NPR's Martin Costi reports now from Buenos Aires, Eduardo Duhalde's appeal has done little to quell the rising tension in Argentina.
In a country full of pessimists, President Eduardo Duhalde often sounds the gloomiest. Talking to foreign reporters, he said Argentina was, in his words, on the verge of a bloodbath.
There have been plenty of books and manuals written about how to get out of a recession, even a depression. History tells us that anarchic processes generate a lot of violence.
Indeed, after a couple of weeks of relative calm, Argentina is beginning to see a resurgence of the kind of bloody protest that flared up last month and toppled two presidents. But instead of anarchy outside the presidential palace, the latest incidents have been run-ins between gangs of men representing rival political factions. On Monday morning, more than 1,000 out-of-work men stormed the gates of Buenos Aires' gigantic central market, the clearinghouse for most of the produce sold in the capital. Ostensibly, they came to demand food, but laborers in the market assumed the attack was politically motivated. This was all prearranged, says Taco Castillo, a muscular loading dock worker who helped to fend off the crowd with a piece of rebar. It was a political deal, and everyone knew they were coming to take over the market. And in fact, the clash was political. A group of produce sellers used the chaos to force the resignation of several members of the market's board of directors, men politically linked to President Duhalde. This isn't a unique case. Many local political bosses have been taking advantage of the national chaos to settle parochial disputes. Pablo Medina, another worker at the market, believes all the trouble can be traced back to one man. This is all Menem's doing, he says. Menem wants to force President Duhalde out of office. Former President Carlos Menem has spent the last few weeks sniping at President Duhalde from his vacation hideaways in Chile and Mexico. And in the bare-knuckle atmosphere of Argentine politics right now, many people assume these street fights are expressions of the rivalry between the two men. Gustavo Palmieri, program director at one of Argentina's most prominent human rights organizations, says regardless of who's behind the latest mob violence, it's becoming a threat to Argentine democracy.
The biggest risk here is that, in the face of generalized disorder, someone might try to reestablish some political order by setting up a regime that identifies certain parts of society as the enemy.
In other words, Palmieri says, a government that gets its political support by repressing political violence, much like the early days of the 1970s dictatorship. During the last few days, the police have been remarkably passive in the face of political street violence. At the Central Market clash, they merely looked on. And in downtown Buenos Aires, during the frequent protests by unemployed people, the police merely set up barriers around government buildings, even though the protesters usually gather outside those buildings holding clubs. Holding his club, Pedro Sosa says he agrees with President Duhalde that the country is on the verge of a bloodbath. It's true, Sosa says. If Duhalde doesn't keep his promises, we'll do the same thing to him that we did to President de la Rúa. The main presidential promise that Sosa has in mind is Duhalde's pledge to provide a social safety net and unemployment insurance to Argentina's impoverished millions. This despite the fact that the government is now completely broke. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.